Hello again, Michael Connor, Sex and Podcasting, the bits of which are brought to you by IP House up in Minneapolis. This is continuing the series about getting attention for your podcast. I'm sort of on an iTunes groove, but I think this is the last one in the bunch. And on to other things. This last one is really more about community podcasting's tendency to do dangerous things. And my premise here is that if you decide to do dangerous stuff with your podcast, which I hope some of you will, just like we did some dangerous radio, I think you're going to find that iTunes is probably not the best place to put your chips when it comes to getting attention, because I have a feeling that what will happen is if you get too dangerous, you'll suddenly blink off the air in iTunes. And so this is a cautionary tale. Again, a little grouchy, but, you know, not terribly grouchy. I'm not a real grouchy kind of guy, but just sort of a heads up. One of the things that we did in community radio a lot is we would put some fairly controversial stuff on the air. Back in the early 70s in Madison, Wisconsin, which is where I was sort of the founder of the local community station, we put the Nazis on the air one time. And the interesting thing about that was partly that the Nazis themselves weren't that interesting. The news guy at the station at that time was Jewish, and he was really interested in it, so it was perfect, you know, sort of a Jewish guy interviewing the Nazis. But the left guys in town went crazy. And in fact, they came down and trashed the station, which was weird because, for the most part, the station was a pretty lefty station, but the lefties were really grouchy about those Nazis, and they threatened and rumbled, and then, you know, when the time came, they came down and, you know, caused quite a ruckus. At the same time, we interviewed people like the Black Panthers, which got folks on the right pretty excited, as you might expect. And in both cases, it was fine because the station was on the air. It was our station. We could control it. We had lots of internal debates about stuff like that, but the fundamental infrastructure didn't go away. Now, I have a feeling that if you did the same sort of stuff on iTunes or on your podcast and you were relying on iTunes for subscribers, that you'd run into trouble today. And I was trying to dream up sort of an equally electrifyingly controversial example, and the example I came up with was, if you decided to do a podcast that was very sympathetic to Al-Qaeda and sort of try and get their point of view across, I have a feeling that what would happen is that folks would see it or hear it, they'd click on it, they'd listen a little bit to what you did, and then they'd report you to the nanny cops on iTunes. And I would bet a nickel that, poof, you wouldn't be in iTunes anymore, just like I wasn't in iTunes. Somebody reported me to the nanny cops a couple of days into my show. In my case, I reappeared after the cops sort of took a look at the show and decided that there wasn't really anything terribly controversial in it. But if you were doing something that was either really politically way out there, or if you did something that was really anti-corporate, really effectively anti-corporate, I have a feeling that suddenly you'd blink off on iTunes. And so this is the point of all this, which is that the internet itself is a better way to get listeners for your show if you're going to be dangerous than iTunes. Let's say you're doing a show trying to shut down the project to put a Walmart into your town, and you're using your podcast to motivate everybody. The Walmart folks get to the iTunes folks and say, let's talk about advertising revenue and whether or not we're carrying your iPods in our stores and all that kind of stuff. I have a feeling that that chain would cause your show to get knocked out of the iTunes firmament, because iTunes is corporate. It's not protected speech. It's not public speech. It's a vehicle for Steve Jobs to sell more iPods, and we here on the iTunes plantation are just helping him do that. And if we did something that was a little too far out of bounds, I think we'd be gone. So there you go. That's the thing, you know, another thing, if you're doing this, if you're listening to these shows, not so much as a community podcaster, but as a person who wants to make your living doing podcasting, another thing that I would caution you on is, you know, don't rely on a single source of listeners for a show that you're making your living from either, because although it doesn't matter to me if Sex and Podcasting goes off the air, if I was counting on Sex and Podcasting listenership on iTunes for my daily bread, and suddenly I was off the air, that would make me quite grouchy as well. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.